What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Do you remember this bitch?
So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine. Except for the fact that my room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable.
The school district says that's Kristen Pitson, who identifies herself as an 11th grade teacher at Back Bay High School here in Costa Mesa. She starts that TikTok video by saying that during the Pledge of Allegiance, she gives students the option to stand and say the words. She goes on to share that her class does not have an American flag and that she took it down during the pandemic because it made her uncomfortable. In this video, Pitson says a student asked why there was no flag recently. She says she tells the student she would try to find it, but then admits she's lying. Parents in the area say they are shocked by what the teacher says next.
In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around and he goes, oh, that one?
Again, this video.
Yeah. How about this?
It is a crime for a teacher to have sex with a child. We're seeing more women who are being arrested for these crimes. In the past, women were not arrested. It may very well be that this has been going on for a much longer period of time, but now that we're arresting the women, we're seeing this phenomenon. These are women who are married. These are women who are dating. These are women who have children. These are women who may have been divorced, and they are trying to recreate something in their mind to bring them back to a childhood situation where they had their first sexual arousal and emotional arousal. Especially younger teachers who may be just 23 and may see the high school relationships with her students as not very different from what she had when she was trying to date and find.
There you go. There you go.
Passion in relationships, and often the boundary then gets lost between the teacher and the student. But you do have the authority of the teacher over the student. It's a very powerful. The child may look adult, they may have fully developed genitals, but they are not equipped to deal emotionally with the relationship of falling in love or falling into sex with a teacher. All of the teachers I have been involved with in my practice, their marriages ended. The children took sides, and people treated the teacher as a monster. Many of them get hospitalized psychiatrically or put on heavy medication. Many of these teachers are good teachers, and they're never going to practice again, and they have to give up their license to practice.
Or how about this?
What do we call when we're in trouble and someone has a knife or a gun?
I wouldn't call the police.
Why wouldn't you call the police?
I don't trust them.
A Cypress College adjunct professor is now on leave after a Zoom video of an exchange with student Braden Ellis, who calls police heroes, went viral.
I think cops are heroes, and they have to have a difficult job, but we have to have
all of them.
Life. I'd say a good majority of them.
Ellis gave a presentation on cancel culture and police in his verbal communication class. In a discussion afterward, the professor interrupted him multiple times, not agreeing with his support of law enforcement.
You have bad people in every business and every
Officers have committed atrocious crimes and have gotten away with it and have never been convicted of any of it.
Ellis says he felt attacked.
I was shocked. I didn't really expect an answer like that. I was assuming that she would just play devil's advocate, but she put her bias in there, and she gave me what she thought of the police, and it was a little bit sad, to be honest with you.
And that he worries conservative students can't express themselves properly in college.
I want to say to people that are listening to KTLA that, you know, we need to have unity back in our country and learn to have civil debates again, left, right, and center.
The school has released a statement, part of it reading, Cypress College takes great pride in fostering a learning environment for students where ideas and opinions are exchanged.
All right, the bullshit rhetoric, right? So in any case, those are the people that you want to arm to protect your kids. Of course, granted, that was, you know, college. Arming teachers is a really fucking stupid idea. I can't tell you enough, right? And here's the thing. in construction, there's a lot of fucking people from all walks of life. When they had, when they had a plaster guy who was from Mexico come join our crew, you know, we respected him, no problem. We had massive respect for him. And then, all of a sudden, one of the guys who was, Latino, he was like, hey, he talked to me to the side, and he goes, can you talk to your uncle about something? And I was like, you know, what about? And at that time, I was, appointed as, I was basically appointed as the, superintendent's bitch, more or less. But, you know, I was in charge of resupply, so I had direct contact with my uncle, who was an architect, and my boss, who was a superintendent. And I was like, what about? And he's like, your uncle's in charge of the hiring, right? And I was like, yeah, more or less. I mean, he's got a huge say. Why, what's up? And he goes, well, the guy who's a latherer, the plaster guy. And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, he's a child molester. And I was like, whoa, whoa. Why do you say that? Like, what would make you want to say that? And he goes, because dude, he, one day he was on job and we were all fucking drinking after work. And you know, this was a few years back. He bragged about, you know, coming to America and basically sleeping with like a whole bunch of fucking underage chicks. And, I was like, look, man, that's all hearsay. Let's just do our job and get through with this, right? Because I have no idea if it's true or not. He goes, oh, trust me, it's true. And then another guy fucking gets involved, right? And then they kind of confronted me after work, and they were like, dude, you need to get that guy off the fucking site because it's really making me uncomfortable, right? And if you've got two or three guys cornering you that are like more jacked than you are, you know, basically telling you get rid of them or else, they weren't gonna fuck me up. They didn't give a fuck about me, but they told me, like, dude, if you don't talk to your uncle by the end of the day about getting rid of that guy by tomorrow morning, there's gonna be some serious problems in the parking lot. And I was like, all right. So yeah, I inevitably told my uncle. And then it dawned on me the next day, you know, when the guy didn't show up for work. A lot of those guys were really fucking handy. And I mean handy in a sense of, like, they had nail guns. They had fucking framing hammers. They had roofing hammers. Basically, those tools can easily be turned into fucking scary weapons, dude. And when you're hired as a construction worker to just measure and fucking throw up rock sheet and lather and paint, you've only got really one of two things on your mind: work and violence. And when I was, you know, washing cars, which was, again, a job mostly dominated by guys, a lot of those guys were all, you know, that were doing the detail were always either drunk, happy, or pissed. And they'd always want to fight. When I worked in a kitchen, those guys were either focused on their work of trying to get the meal out, or they wanted to fucking fight. Or drink and fight. You know, when I worked as a, when I worked in this fucking fabric warehouse, a textile, same shit. The guys either wanted to flirt with the chicks or fight. or drink in the parking lot. You're starting to get a little pattern of behavior here when it comes to men. See, those guys are willing to fucking throw down their lives, right? For stupid ideologies. Now, here's the thing. How many of those men are teachers? Not very many, right? I think women dominate that field by about 75%, 80%. I don't know. I don't know the statistic or the percentage. But I know that when I walk into a fucking school, there's predominantly chicks there. And every time I see a chick getting into a debate, it's funny because they only act tough when they're going to get their way. And it's always through an argument, and it's always, you know, it's always, it's always through an argument, or it's always through like some means of like what my teachers did, which is very underhanded. They would constantly put me in situations that would get me into trouble. And by that, I mean, put me, like, sit me right next to somebody that I don't like. And they knew that it was going to cause either an argument that was going to cause me to get kicked out of the fucking classroom, or a fight, or something. You know, they would intentionally play musical chairs and sit me next to somebody that they knew I had problems with. And they would strategically do that. Now, let's see. The other times, you know, they would fucking try to kick me out of the classroom for talking too much. And it's like, then don't put me next to somebody that I like fucking hanging out with. Like, it makes common sense, right? I mean, you can't really play Tetris, you know. I mean, we're fucking kids, right? And I understand that each student, I'm already painting a really bad picture here. You can't memorize each student's fucking flaws their strengths, and then try to pair them up or you know, align the classroom. You guys are already getting the picture, right? It's already like mentally taxing to come up with that. But trust me when I say this, when a teacher doesn't like you, she'll fucking figure out a way on how to fuck you over. I can't tell you how many fucking nice-ass teachers allowed me to take the test again to try to get a better grade. You know what I mean? Versus, you know, the other ones that just, like, outright, nope, I'm not gonna let you take the test again. Or, because it wouldn't be fair to the other students or whatever. But how many of those fucking women that are, like, sitting there psychologically thinking of how to fuck with you, or how to fuck your, you know, your kid, or how to fuck, you know, whatever. Especially the examples that I just gave, where they're psychologically and emotionally beating the fucking shit out of your kids. You think arming them is a good idea? Half of these people can't even fucking teach a classroom. How the fuck are you supposed to teach them how to defend a classroom? It's not as easy as point and clicking. Half of these people have a conscience. Believe it or not, that woman who argued with the other student about, you know, the college student about, you know, that cops were pieces of shit or whatever. You know, that she disagreed that cops were heroes. She had a very stern face on her look. You gotta understand, man. Those people don't have it in their best interest to want to defend your kids. In fact, I know a lot of them that would love to fucking have a firearm just so that they can have the visual power over your fucking student. Or, excuse me, over their fucking students. For some of them, it's a fucking power trip to be in a position like that. I know a lot of male fucking teachers that were like that. To have a dominance complex. And dude, trust me, it wasn't just like trying to keep the classroom in order. It was do it because I fucking told you to. And yes, that's a direct quote from one of my male teachers. I can't tell you how many fucking bad... Okay, I've only had two teachers that were also PE teachers, either history and PE or PE and science. Those dudes were always so fucking cool. They were like, all right, here's the assignment. And they fucking teach it to you like a coach. We're going to learn how to... We're going to learn how reciprocating motion works. All right? It's real easy. It's just like... Just draw out a simple drawing. I think there was one fucking math teacher who was from fucking Africa. Dude, that motherfucker did not fuck around. I think I told you about him. His name was Dr. Chuku, and he was fucking serious about his work. Nobody fucked with him. Nobody. I remember some chick, she goes, Dr. Zawada, my stomach hurts. Can I see the nurse? And he turns around. What good is that going to do? No, you will sit there and learn. She was fucking like in pain. For all you know, her fucking... Her, like something could have ruptured in her stomach. You will sit there and you will learn. You will learn not to be fucking stupid with your body. Yeah, alright, he didn't say that part. But the what good is that going to do? It fucking killed me. Because I thought there was a language barrier. Like, right? Like, oh, maybe he doesn't know. He's got a doctorate degree in English and in math. So he knew exactly what the fuck he was saying. All right. Let's take this serious. My point is that, no. Arming teachers is a really fucking dumb idea. They're not going to give a fuck if your kid is getting shot at. They're going to preserve their life and their life alone. Think about it. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear backfire? Immediately it's like, fuck, I need to take cover. And then you start to assess other things in your life. It doesn't matter how many times you take these people to the gun range. If they're not constantly practicing at 110%, how to clear a room, how to judge between an armed threat. Dude, it takes me... Dude, here's an example. Last night, I was playing Call of Duty for about an hour. And I do this every Friday night. The first 5 minutes, I suck ass at aiming. The first 5 minutes, I can't fucking aim for shit. My fucking fingers are all wobbly. And then it takes me like a good 20 minutes to like warm up. So it's my aiming starts to get tighter and tighter. And then by the end of the hour, I'm decent. Alright, that's just with the fucking controller. Imagine trying to find a sight picture on your fucking firearm. Especially somebody who's only shot it a few times at the range. And they realize very quick, like, oh fuck. My stress level is out of this fucking world. How can I find the sight picture? I keep saying picture. Sight picture. You know, underneath all the stress. Everything is hyper... What is it? I can't remember. Under stress, everything is hyper exaggerated. Movement is hyper exaggerated. Thoughts are fucking racing at a million miles an hour. Your heart is pumping out of your fucking chest. And you need to identify a threat or a friendly. Trust me when I say this. This is just from somebody who's never fired a firearm. That's not true. I fought an AK when I was a kid. That's a different story. The point is that what winds up happening, right? What winds up happening is you put a person into that situation who has very little to no experience with a track history of, you know, in that line of work of abusing students, having sex with them, not drawing a boundary or a line, just, well, you already know where I'm going with this. It's a really fucking dumb idea, dude. People that are in law enforcement are getting into law enforcement for one of very few passions. Either they get to shoot guns, they get to work out, or they get to enforce the law and give to their community. They get to feel like they're heroes. To an extent, I agree. Like, I'm not talking about the meter maids or the guys that give out the ticket, you know? But the thing is like, they go through a specific amount of training, you know, and they're also given a secondary job right out of the gate. They're taught how to be a civil servant first, and then they're given their task. And that's the problem, is that we've got it in reverse. We're thinking like, yeah, we can give them the job first and then make them a civil servant. No, doesn't work like that. There's going to be a very few hand-selected individuals that are going to have that ability to want to give of their life like that. How many of them do you guys want to bet are going to be men? I can already guarantee that all those guys that are going to want to fucking sign up to be a teacher with a protections license, I think is what they're going to call it. The ability to also hold a firearm and to be able to identify it. First off, they're going to want a fucking pay raise right out of the gate. And half of these fucking teachers can't afford fucking rent, let alone focus on, you know, doing well for their kids. And then secondly, they're taking on an extra added hazard, right? Remember that kid who shot his fucking teacher in the back? He was like 6 years old. Shot her twice. So that's, you're escalating the situation. Because now the kids aren't seeing a teacher. Now they're seeing an individual with a firearm. Oh, but eventually they'll just get over it. No, it doesn't work like that, man. It really doesn't. I mean, if you raise your kids around firearms, it's no big deal to them, right? But to other kids who have been raised around firearms with an abusive parent, it's kind of a challenge. And I keep telling people, and people like just don't get it. Arming teachers is a really fucking dumb idea. It's a really quick way. A really, really quick way to learn the hard way that was a bad idea. You've already got fucking law enforcement. You've already got like a police force that's designed for that. But you can't hire, you know, whatever the argument was that somebody made. You know, the police force is only, you know, the police department's small. You can't hire all of them to do their job out on the street and protect the kids. It's like, I get that, right? Like, a police department consists of I don't know, a few hundred, maybe 200-300 fucking law enforcement, you know, and what was that department? Downey? I get it. You know, there's ways around that. But I'm telling you, it's a really bad idea. Because cops can only react as fast as their location, right? As fast as their squad car. They can't respond as fast as the radio. Their reflexes, their car, traffic, everything plays a factor in that. But if they're already at the location with the training involved, far better odds. And it's a deterrent. Who the fuck wants to shoot up a school where there's a cop already on the site? And here's the other thing that you guys don't really realize. Cities are only as strong as their law enforcement. When their law enforcement makes it very clear that they're not there to fuck around, for example, sorry, I got a big smile on my face because I just remembered a good memory. Right, so in Huntington Beach, they don't fuck around over there. When there's a fight, everybody's getting arrested for disturbing the peace. And those that were involved that were videotaping and recording, those motherfuckers get pressured even harder. Because instead of stopping the fight, they should have gotten involved and stopped it. No, excuse me. Instead of stopping the fight, what they did was just stood around and videotaped. So if you're going to fucking stand around, like, trust me, you're going to get grilled too. You might not get arrested, but you are going to get grilled. And they'll throw the fucking book at you, dude. At that city, they'll give you the max amount of reasonable sentencing for fucking up. Even littering, you know, they'll try to make an example out of you. So nobody fucks around at that city. Everybody knows that when you go to Huntington, you're going there as either a guest, and if you live there, you better conduct yourself accordingly. With the utmost respect, because they don't fuck around. Every other city that I've been to, of course, nobody has like the department as well-funded as Huntington Beach Police. For example, I bet you guys didn't know this, but for the scream capture for Metal Gear Solid, guess which... Alright, well, I'll tell you. They got the training from the Huntington Beach SWAT department to teach the screen capture guys for Metal Gear Solid. Little bit of tidbit of information there. So, yeah, that city's well-funded. They've got 2 to 3... like side police departments on top of the mega structure that's on Main Street and Yorktown. It's fucking huge. Trust me. That place is well armed. Very, very armed. Now, fast forward. The reason why nobody fucks with Huntington High is because, one, it's a prestigious institution. That doesn't mean shit. You know, it's got a lot of history. That also doesn't mean shit. But it means shit to a lot of people that are there, right? It's kind of like the pinnacle, like that school is the pinnacle of the county. That is like that school is the epitome of what the model should look like. And the reason being why it is the way that it is because right across the street from that school is a police department. Now that, it's an open school campus. You can go out to fucking Taco Bell or to Albertsons or to Starbucks and get a quick bite to eat and then come back to class. And lunch is about an hour long. So you get to go to the pier, go get your fucking burger, and come back. And here's the thing. The reason why it's an open school campus is for that exact reason, is to have that freedom. But that freedom, it's always kept. What is it? How do I explain this? That freedom is always kept under check because there's a police department across the street. And because the police department does not fuck around, they make it extremely clear that they're not there to make friends. They're not there to, you know, the reputation that that department has, believe me when I say this, it's not to fuck around with. It leaves kind of like a pit of fear in your heart. And that's what you want. That's what you want defending your school. But if the department has a reputation to be laxed, be chill, you know, Santa Ana is just like overrun with bad shit, but they're slowly getting it under control because the more, like, you have a higher chance of pursuing a career if you go to the Santa Ana Police Department Police Academy. One, it's probably one of the best in the county. And two, if you join the Santa Ana Police Department, your chances of climbing up the ranks is very, very quick. Because a lot of people either transfer out with a really high and good reputation, and you get front row seats to a lot of action. So people are constantly climbing the ladder there. And their department only gets bigger and bigger and bigger because of the funding, the, you know, the career opportunities. It's just, it goes on and on. But that's my point, is that when you have a department that is researched the history, that knows who the mayor is, that, you know, does all this research and has a high reputation for max penalty for fucking up, believe me when I say this, nobody's going to want to fuck with those schools. Nobody's going to want to fuck around in that town. There's a reason why, like, gangs stay quiet in Huntington Beach. They don't go around tagging shit. They don't try to make themselves known. They keep it very fucking quiet and extremely respectful. Yeah, sure, they might be a gang, and yeah, they might fuck with you, but they're not going to rob you. Because they know the consequence to that. And the cops know where most of those gang members fucking hang out at. So you'd be burning your spot if you did anything stupid. So it's mostly just for, like, hanging out and protection. Now, I'm oversimplifying it, obviously, because they do have Asian gangs there. But again, everything is kept under fucking wraps. There's no fucking around over there. There's no wild hits being called out in the middle of the street. As a matter of fact, the only time that you ever see anything fucking crazy going on in Huntington is usually an estranged ex, a really bad situation of two people, you know, husband and wife, or suicide. I don't know why people love committing suicide in Huntington. It's fucking weird. It's a peaceful place. I'm like, dude, in the middle of the street, PCH? Come on, man. I don't know. I don't know about that one. But my point is that, yeah, giving a gun to a firearm to somebody who's supposed to be an educator is a really dumb idea. You want somebody who's an expert in their craft. You want somebody who's got at least some sort of fucking training behind their belt. And the thing is like, I understand that a lot of people are saying, well, it takes less time to be a cop than it does to be a soldier. I understand that. Okay. But you're missing the point. The point is that they've got the training. And, you know, and we've seen time and time again where the police are waiting, you know, on the sidelines for, the police are waiting in the back on the sidelines, you know, for the coast to clear out, to come up with a plan for it to be safe enough for them to enter. And then, you know, now you're starting to see fucking civilians taking on the role of the hero, basically, of going in there and handling business. You don't want that. You don't want that. Because shit can go south really quick. Because if that guy fucks up, if the next civilian that goes in there thinking he's fucking hot shit and he fucks up, now you got a casualty on your hands. However, police are actually more, it's kind of like an unspoken thing where, like, police are more susceptible to wanting to help their own. So if they hear that there's, you know, two fucking officers in a school that, you know, are under fire and they need reinforcements, or they need backup, should I say, yeah, they're gonna respond to that pretty quickly, especially knowing that there's already current law enforcement in there. They've already got eyes on the site. So they've got a rough idea, a rough sketch in terms of, like, how to approach and team up. They've already got someone in there. They feel a little more at ease of wanting to go in there. But if they've got teachers in there with guns, it's like, fuck, now I gotta worry about the teacher and the fucking gunman. What if I shoot the wrong guy? How am I supposed to tell the difference between, how do I not know that the teacher isn't also the gunman? And fucking half of these kids, you know, they're as tall as a teacher. I don't know, dude. It just goes on and on and on. I'm gonna tell you this right now. If I was in law enforcement and somebody were to fucking tell me, hey, there's a teacher on site with a firearm and there's a mass shooting, I would tell that teacher to fucking lock the door. Because if I go in there and I see him with the firearm, I don't want to mistake him for the fucking wrong guy. Get him on the phone, tell me which classroom he's in, tell me which floor, so that I know not to fucking go in there. And I mean... I think the skepticism and all this overthinking comes from my stepdad being in law enforcement. And my other stepdad being in business. You gotta weigh the risk and the reward. And the risk far outweighs the reward of arming these fucking crazy nutbags. So, in any case, that's my two cents. Guard your heart.